I'm KJ, and welcome to Midwest Bias. Now, I have a couple of announcements here at the top of the episode. The first one, today's episode is another special bonus episode, and I have a feeling this is going to be a common theme this summer. Okay, the second announcement is that you might notice that on the last segment of today, my audio is not good, bad, horrific. Insert your own modifier. Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I can't blame it on the microphone. The microphone is great. This one is the fault of poor internet out here in rural Minnesota. Just one of those days, I guess. Actually, kind of the first time that's happened since I have gotten back into the podcasting realm. Oh, and I have one more announcement. We have some iTunes reviews. Apple Podcast reviews. Whatever. We have some reviews. And that makes me so happy. I've got two of them to read. The first one, title, Breath of Fresh Air, 5 stars. The pause for the name drop jingle cracks me up every time. And that's from MJK45140. Oh, hang on.
It's the name drop of the week.
I was going to venture a guess at who that is, but I don't really know, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut about it. But thank you very much for that review. I appreciate it. The second review, from Rice Twist. Title, A Marshawn Lynch, 5 stars. I'm just here for the name drop. Well, Rice Twist, a.k.a. Sully from Boston, here you go.
It's the name drop of the week.
All right, thanks to you both. Appreciate it very much. Okay, so those are the announcements. Now, it's time for the most Midwestern moment of the week.
It's the most Midwestern moment until the next most Midwestern moment next week. Or whenever I please.
Now, for reasons that I won't get into right now, I have made multiple excursions to the Mayo Clinic, something like 10 times in the last couple of weeks. And Mayo Clinic still requires everybody wear masks, even though the governor has lifted all mask requirements in the state of Minnesota. Medical facilities are still holding on to the mask enforcement, and I think it should be kept that way. I don't ever plan to stop wearing a mask where I work at the nursing home. It makes total sense to me to keep a mask on, especially when you're in a major medical clinic like Mayo Clinic, when so many people could be spreading things around. We should have always been wearing masks. But anyway, I digress. So there are, for those of you, and hopefully none of you have ever had to go to Mayo Clinic, but I know that's probably not true, but Mayo Clinic is a well-put-together, well-oiled machine, and it's amazing how their campus, what they have set up and how they run things. But they have something like 8 to 10 floors, I guess. So their elevators are very busy because Mayo Clinic is very busy. And so in the elevators, because of COVID, they have had little taped-off squares in the elevator for people to stand to follow social distancing. And these are big elevators. It's either 6 boxes or 9 boxes. I can't quite remember. But, you know, the boxes are not 6 feet apart, but there is some attempt there to be socially distanced. I figure they probably cannot, because of the amount of traffic they get, they just cannot limit, you know, 2 people in the elevator to get your full 6 feet. But they tried. So anyway, there are boxes on the floor clearly marked where you should stand. And in these 10 times that I've been at Mayo Clinic, there were probably at least a half dozen times where the elevator would stop and open at a floor, but the elevator was full. All of the boxes were occupied, but people would come on anyway. This happened, like I said, about a half dozen times, and no one said anything. Now, you would think, me included, that if I'm there, or if I brought a family member, I'm worried about the well-being of that person or myself. Why are the Midwesterners not speaking up? I will say that there are people that come from all over the country and world, for that matter, to Mayo Clinic, but more just from all over the U.S. There are still many, many Minnesotans. A lot of people from Iowa come up, Wisconsin. So a lot of Midwesterners frequent the Mayo Clinic. Makes sense. It's close. I'd still say they're the majority of the patients that come into that building. just judging from the cars in the parking ramps, a lot of Minnesota and Iowa, Wisconsin plates. It's likely that most of the people in the elevator are Midwesterners. Nobody said anything. Nobody defended each other and said, let's really stick to this guideline of 6 to 9 people. Let's protect ourselves, 6 to 9 people, whatever it was. But no, nobody stopped anyone from budging their way onto the elevator. Why would they do that? They're Midwesterners. Midwesterners would rather risk getting COVID or some other airborne disease than go out of their comfort zone and ask people to obey the precautions that are set in place. And again, this week, the most Midwestern moment of the week includes me. I didn't say anything either. It's ridiculous. And it's Midwestern. It's ridiculously Midwestern. And this has been the most Midwestern moment of the week. I guess brought to you by Krabby KJ again. All right, that's enough out of me for a while. It's time to bring in the Hall of Famer and drink some beer.
Taste test with the Hall of Famer.
Yes, it is time for a taste test with the Hall of Famer. And joining me now is the Hall of Famer.
All right. So happy to be here.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Bring on the beers.
Yeah, we have 2 beers left from Todd Takei. And so far, I have to say that Todd has nailed the beer choices. And we do have to give some credit to Ed Butt. Oh, hang on.
It's the name drop. Of the week.
We do have to give credit to Ed because Ed was sort of the guinea pig. He sent the beer not knowing our tastes, really. And Todd fully admitted that he curated his list based on what we liked from Ed. So thank you, Ed. And thank you, Todd. But Todd pretty much nailed it. Now, we haven't tried the 2 tonight, so his score may go down. I think we should probably rate Todd's picking ability.
Oh, 5.
We're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Based on the same cheesy rating system that we have been using, but really not using. I think we should give him a rating. When I say that Todd has done a good job, he hasn't. A really good job for me would be, I liked all the beers and you hated them all.
No, that would not be good.
But for the purposes of this show, Todd nailed it.
Yeah.
And, well, with the 2 beers today aside. He nailed it because he chose the beer that either you or I liked or either you or I hated.
Yeah, we definitely did not throw any away.
And I guess I have to say that you also nailed it because you chose the beers each week and you chose what you thought would be a good choice for both of us. We would like one of each.
It's really a team effort here.
Yeah. Now, every other taste test we've done so until today, we've had a companion video. We're not doing that this time because, frankly, there is not enough people that watch that video in compared to the number of people that listen to the episode. So I'm not going to take the time to do it unless there's like this huge uproar that we should be videoing them. But it takes work to do that. It's extra time.
And I dress up and do my hair.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Yep. Honestly, I don't know why people wouldn't watch because they get to see your face when you drink a bad beer.
Ugh.
Or a beer that you don't like. I shouldn't say bad beer.
Yeah, true.
But they get to see the can, which packaging is important. But if people aren't interested in the video, I'm fine with it. You know,
yep.
It takes extra time, so I'm fine with cutting that out. So no video today, and probably no more videos going forward. And again, like I said, unless there's some sort of uproar. Now I said I was going to put the drywall to bed. But since that episode aired, I've gotten numerous people saying I'm right about the drywall. And some say that, like I said, I should get a refund for the time that it's going to take us to rehang things.
Mm.
So I think I nailed that too.
I don't think this issue is ever going to be put to bed.
I'm done with it.
Are you sure?
It might as well be in the coffin at this point.
All right.
But we are not going to do any. We've brought it up with him.
Yep.
Told him that we weren't happy with that piece. We weren't happy with learning that he was never going to come back. We didn't know that. And he was very apologetic, but we didn't get any refund of any kind.
No. Nope.
So we're not going to keep going after that. And yep. We're not going to keep talking about it.
Yeah, it's in the coffin. Leave it in the coffin. Seal it.
So It's really, really hot.
Yeah.
It's like 97 degrees today. And it's a rare day when the Twins won. It's 97 degrees, and I can't think of anything better than a cold beer at this point. I used to say cider, but a lot of times cider is too sweet when it's this hot. So I think beer will be really tasty right about now. So Hall of Famer has chosen the beer.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, though, cider, it's never a bad time to have cider. Never. Yeah, it's always cider time.
You know that I don't usually like ciders.
No, you don't.
In the winter. I like ciders in the summer. Yeah. But I don't like them in the winter.
Well, and only certain temperatures in the summer.
You're picky
on your cider.
I don't like sweet things when it's super, super hot unless...
True.
Although if it's ice cold...
Mm-hmm. Once it hits the lips, so good.
So yeah, I think the beer is going to taste good. You have chosen the beers for tonight. And let's review the cheesy rating system that we don't use. 0.
Ish.
1. Criminy.
2. Oofta.
3. It's interesting.
4. Ah, geez. It's good.
And 5.
You betcha.
All right. So here we go. Hall of Famer has chosen the beers. There's no real need to explain the can.
No, but I will.
We're not doing any video, so.
I will still give a little explanation, but we didn't. Did we grade Todd on his beer picking?
No, not until these two are done.
Oh, okay. Okay. I would like to say that Ed also gets a 5 because he helped get this party started.
Absolutely. So he definitely gets a 5.
Yeah. Anybody that has sent us beer, it's like an automatic 5.
Or cider.
Or cider. Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yes, we will. Okay. First one is a Pilsner. I do love a Pilsner. This is called House Brand Czech Pilsner.
Czechoslovakia? Yep. Czech. Okay.
Our house, your home, and it's from Lexington, of course. Rock House Brewing.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to like this for the record.
Oops. We got some fuzz.
Yeah, fuzz.
All right. That's a good pour. I know I'm going to like it. All right. It's a nice light color. Darker than the blonde, I would say.
For those not watching the video, which is all of you, she's letting it breathe.
I am.
And now she's sniffing it.
Oh, that's classic beer smell. Classic.
Okay. Then I definitely won't like it.
Yep. I'm gonna enjoy this. It's a beautiful night for a Pilsner. Yep. That's classic beer right there. It's
like,
very
classic,
nice.
Classic, do you mean like the beers that we found in the back of our golf cart the other night?
No.
We found two unopened cans of beer in the back of our golf cart the other day when we went golfing. And it was what? Busch Light and Coors Light?
Yep.
So we didn't throw them out, which is my immediate
reaction. Yeah, this is nothing reaction. Like this. These are good quality beers. Coors Light and Busch Light, fine, whatever, but... Right. I'm just not drinking that. Now, this does have a little hops or a little something hanging off the craw. I'm giving it a 3. I only give it a 4 or higher if I would actually order it at a restaurant or a bar.
That's a good stipulation.
Yeah. So I'm giving it a 3.
All right. I've taken my 2 drinks.
Oh, yeah. She's hurting,
thank the
folks.
Lord I'm not on video.
She's hurting.
This is a 0-ish.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, I can't drink that.
More for me.
All right, next beer before you open it is... Okay.
So
she's
excited.
Opened it. All right.
I'm just too excited, I guess.
I think I'm going to like this one. I like the can on this one.
This is also from Rock House Brewing. It is called Rock House Brewing Key Lime Pie from Lexington, Kentucky.
I think I'll like it. Mm-hmm. Because it's some sort of a dessert.
Oh, very light.
It's a dessert beer.
This better not be hoppy.
Oh, look
That's
at the
I'm
fuzz
saying.
On the top
There's
of that.
There's some fuzz. It is lighter than the Pilsner.
Yeah, that scares me a little bit.
More blondish looking. I hope it's not hoppy.
Oh, by the way, somebody did write in and say you were right on with blonde.
Really? Yes.
The Hall of Nailed Famer it. Is right. I can kind of visualize it. I think it might have been Kim Wilson.
Oh.
Hang on. The name drop
of the week. I like Kim.
I like Kim too. If it wasn't Kim Wilson, well, she just got a bonus name drop.
Yeah, she did. All right. Oh, wow. You can smell the lime. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, violated my nostrils.
Does it smell like lime emergency?
Whoa, no. Okay. It smells like straight up lime, like lime. Like, it burned my nose.
Like, you just cut a lime?
Yes. Oh. Almost lime juice in my nose.
Let me see that can.
Oh.
Okay, oh, it's a GOSE. This is a GOSE.
Yeah, whatever that means.
G-O-S-E. It's a type of beer.
Really?
That's all I know. Like a Pilsner or an IPA, just in the... Then I don't know what a GOSE is, but it is a type of beer. 4.9% alcohol.
I'll tell you what you have here. You have a You Betcha.
Whoa.
This is really good.
Are we going to agree on this?
I think so. It's very refreshing.
Now,
this is like the perfect summer drink right here.
If I call it a 5, I get it because you already get the Pilsner. And we each have to have one of these beers for this hot night.
Maybe I have 1.5. Maybe you'll only give it a 4. We'll see.
Maybe. Well. Let's try it.
Okay.
I'll take the smell. Yeah, I guess it does smell like... It smells like lime countertop cleaner.
Oh, what? I didn't know there was lime.
I didn't know either, but they have citrus,
like a,
you know?
Like a lime concentrate kind of smell?
Like they have like the citrus cleaners.
Yeah, I think of lemon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And orange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say this, it's not necessarily the score I'm going to give it, but I am going to say that's interesting.
Well...
I will say that's refreshing.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to get a 5.
Mm.
There's a little bit of an aftertaste that sort of hangs on the back of my tongue that I don't like.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely... I gave the Pilsner a 0.
Yeah.
It's definitely way better than that, but...
Would you order it?
I don't think I'd order it. I think... Now, I don't have the same rating scale as you.
Yeah, true, true.
I think I can still... I might give this a 3+.
Okay. So like a 3.5?
It's interesting. Yeah, it's in between interesting and, geez, it's good.
Okay.
But it leans more towards being interesting for me.
Really? I should probably have maybe 1.5 of the beers then tonight.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. But the thing is, what are the odds that on the very last beer that we taste from Todd, that we both like it?
That's, you know, I'd say it's high. Just because he's done such a great job with his picks.
Yeah, but he has done a great job in that he's picked one that you like and I don't, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, I don't think I've ever said vice versa. I usually say vice versa. But this time, he picked one that we both kind of liked. You like it more than I do.
Yes.
I thought I was going to like it more than you did.
But it would be a beer that we could share.
Yeah, we're going to share it this evening. Yep. So again, Todd, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Todd. That was awesome.
We need to rate Todd. He gets a 5.
Oh, big time 5.
You betcha.
You betcha, Todd.
Now, we kind of teased this earlier. We have been blessed by the Cider Fairy again.
Big time.
This is the second package of cider that we've gotten from him.
Yes.
Patrick Smith. Oh, hang on.
It's the name drop. Name drop of the week.
Patrick has sent us another package of cider. It arrived just a few days ago, so we won't miss a beat with the taste test. So we're very thankful at that, Patrick. Patrick sent a note.
Hold on, before we get to that, yeah. Patrick, you're awesome. You're such a great guy, and you totally made my day when cider showed up on our doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I've hung out with Patrick. We're buddies.
Yep. He is awesome, and we're very appreciative. And he writes this note, and which I'll read some of it. Dear KJ and the Hall of Famer, and then he writes the Hall of Famer out, and then in parentheses he says, "That is how I read HOFer," which, thank you, Patrick. I do want to know that. He says, "On a recent podcast episode, you mentioned that your supply of new beer to taste was running low. So I have enclosed some ciders for your tasting pleasure. I do not have the same tasting rules as Todd Decay. I merely insist that you drink each cider ice cold." No problem,
that.
Patrick, because
yep.
That's how I like my beverages, even my coffee, especially on a night like tonight. And he also said, "While I do not live in the Midwest and I did not grow up in the Midwest, I did earn an MBA from a great Midwestern university, Notre Dame.
Mm.
I recognize that the Hall of Famer doesn't include Indiana in her Midwestern trio of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa."
That's true.
Well, she's not the only one, because we did get some feedback from last episode with Robert Colpine that Indianapolis is the South.
There we go. Got my people.
But Patrick says, I would like to point out that some people classify Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan into a special area called the Upper Midwest.
I could see that. It is special. So I could see that.
It is special. He said, I believe that this is in order to distinguish it from the rest of the Midwest, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and the Lower Peninsula of Michigan.
So not North Dakota or South Dakota, though.
He didn't put those in.
Patrick. Okay.
Did you take back what you said about him earlier?
No, okay. No, still awesome.
Okay.
I don't put him in there either, so I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Just other people do.
Yeah, so the next taste test, we will dig into Patrick's ciders, which is killing the Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Because there were a number of Blakes in there, and there were also some Austin cider. Is it Austin Cidery? Austin Cider? It's a Texas, Austin, Texas.
East Ciders.
East Ciders.
Yeah.
It's an Austin, Texas cidery.
Yep, and then like a Lost Boys or something.
Yeah, Lost Boys. That's, I think, out of Virginia. But the Austin one, when we were in Texas in March, we had one.
Mm-hmm.
We loved it. And had we had the time, we would have went to that cidery, but we ran out of time.
Next time.
So very excited to drink those. And like I said, I'm not sure. Let's just say we're going to try to hold on to them for the taste tests.
We might just be doing a lot of taste tests.
I can't always rein the Hall of Famer in on cider.
Oh, so good.
But thank you again, Todd. Thank you again, Patrick. And now it's time to check in with Rachel.
It's time for Rachel Reports. Rachel Reports. Rachel Reports. She reports.
Well, yes, as I said, it is time to check in with Rachel. Welcome back, Rachel.
Thank you.
I'm excited for your report today because a couple weeks ago now, you and your husband took a mini vacation to South Dakota. So I have some questions about your trip. I need to report. Now, I realize that with all your trips, we're going to need to report. So you may stop telling me about your trips. I don't know. All right. So first, I assume you drove to South Dakota as opposed to flying, correct?
We did, yes. Okay. Yes.
And I assume you took I-90 through the southern portion of Minnesota and South Dakota to get there?
We did, correct. Yep.
At what point did you start noticing signs for Wald Drug? Did you know you were going to see signs for Wald Drug ahead of time? Or did you say, what is Wald Drug when you saw your first sign?
Yeah, so I've actually done this trip once before, but my husband hasn't. And so I was on the lookout for them, and he was like, what's going on? So the signs, I think we agreed, started actually in Minnesota, probably getting somewhere around the border. But I feel like there were a couple in Minnesota, definitely.
You knew what Wald Drug was, but your husband did not.
No.
And did the signs do Wald Drug justice for him? What did he think? It was just a drugstore? What did he think?
I think he was amused. He didn't really know what to expect. I just told him that there's certain places in South Dakota you have to stop because there's not much else to see. So you gotta stop. And he was, I think, a little overwhelmed. It's impressive. For what it is, I guess, a huge tourist trap.
Yeah, so how would you describe it?
You know, I think it's like a drugstore that eventually has just gotten bigger and bigger, and they've got bookstores and camping supplies and Western gear and rock store and like basically anything you can imagine, clothing, dinosaurs, fossils. It's huge. It's huge. Probably a city, well, at least a city block, if not more.
Yeah, and it's in the town of the town of Wall, South Dakota.
Yes, yep.
And so I don't know if the town was named after the drugstore or the drugstore was named after the town, because that's literally all there is. I think there's actually a hotel in that town, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure the hotel is because of Wall Drug. So, yeah, there's not a lot there.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now, did you find the signs to be exciting? Or funny or annoying or something altogether else?
So I would say that in the eastern half of South Dakota, there is literally nothing to look at when you're driving. So I found the signs very exciting.
Oh,
because okay. They were something to look for.
Something to look forward to, yeah.
Yes. Can I tell you that driving home is rather depressing when you only get to see the back of the signs?
Right. There's no signs for Laverne, Minnesota, for instance.
No, definitely not.
Or Walgreens coming up in 542 miles. Doesn't have quite the
there
same.
There was not. This is correct.
So for those that don't know, basically, actually, before you even cross into South Dakota, every, 5-10 miles, there are signs for Wall Drug.
At least.
And they
at
all
least.
Say,
yep.
you know,
yep.
tour the dinosaurs. And my favorite is free ice water. And
yep.
what else?
Yep.
Donuts and coffee for 5 cents.
Yep. Featured in People magazine. They've got, you know, on the Today Show.
Yeah. Now, I found Wall Drug to be a disappointment.
Okay.
I did because the signs just built up. I've been through Wall Drug about 30 times in my life, probably, and no less than 30. And the signs just build up, and they build up, and you think, this is going to be an amazing place. And it's just a, like you said, a city block. But there is a lot of stuff there. Now, did they sell mostly Western wear?
I think so. Although you could certainly buy the touristy, like, you know, Wall Drug shirts, but they had a Western store for sure. But, and then just a lot of the touristy t-shirts and sweatshirt type things.
Okay. Well, that Western-y, that Western store concept, I'll get to at the end.
Okay. Sounds good.
What else did you see in South Dakota? Did you go to the Badlands? Did you go to Mount Rushmore? How about Deadwood?
Yeah, definitely. So, of course, we had to go to the Corn Palace because, again, there's nothing on the eastern half of South Dakota. But we did go to the Badlands, Mount Rushmore, Custer State Park. We went to the Mammoth site, which I'd never been to before, and a fossil finder museum. So, yeah, we were all over the place, saw lots of cool things.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. The Corn Palace. Now, the Corn Palace, I've never been to the Corn Palace, and I must have passed it many, many times in my life. Now, that's in Mitchell, South Dakota, correct?
It is, correct.
I think that's the only one of the touristy traps in South Dakota that is not in the western half of the state.
Correct, yep.
What is the Corn Palace?
That's a good question, because I remembered going to it as a kid and just being amazed.
Uh-huh, amazed. I see what you did there.
I wasn't quite as amazed this time, unfortunately.
You weren't, huh?
It's kind of like a auditorium, like sports arena type thing, and just the outside is decorated with many corn themes, I guess. And there were a few things inside. I got my picture taken on a tractor, but I remember being really amazed as a kid and just a little disappointed this time, unfortunately. But it was a stop, so that was okay.
Yeah, and the inside, though, is not all made up of corn cobs? Just the outside?
It is not.
But the outside is, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's a palace of corn, basically.
Yes, but I did think it would be pretty cool to, like, have your high school basketball games in a, you know, corn palace.
So is that what, do they actually do that? I thought it was just a touristy place.
No, it's like an auditorium. They have basketball. The night before we were there, they were having like a mayor's debate or an election debate. So, yeah,
so,
it's
so
all
they're
sorts
like,
of events there.
Come on down to the Corn Palace. We've got Peer versus Mitchell.
Yep, exactly.
Wow.
Who knew?
Didn't know that. Did not know that. Okay, so you went to the Corn Palace. You went to Mount Rushmore. You went to the Badlands. You went to Custer National State Park, Custer State Park.
Yep.
And you did not go to Deadwood.
We did not. We drove by, but we did not stop.
Okay. Well, have you seen that show? You don't get HBO, do you?
I have seen that show, actually.
And you still have not, you did not have any desire to go to Deadwood after seeing that show?
If we would have stayed one more day, I certainly would have, but.
Okay. You crammed already.
Yeah, we just ran out of time.
Yeah. Okay, did you buy any souvenirs? And I ask that question because I know that when I go on trips, sometimes I have to sort of check myself from buying, like, things that I would never even consider buying when I'm at home. I don't know if that has something to do with you just being excited that you're on vacation and everything seems so great and wonderful, or why that is. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. So I guess I'm wondering, if you bought any souvenirs, are there any that you brought back that you're like, why in the world did I buy that? When am I ever going to use this?
So I have two answers to that question. The first one is about the only souvenir I bought was a cookie, and I was pretty happy with that choice.
You didn't eat it?
I did eat the cookie. It was delicious, so okay. It was a good choice of a souvenir.
So it wasn't a souvenir for long.
No. However, my husband, for the longest time, has been dying to have a fossil, which I just kind of giggle about on the side. So when we drove by the Fossil Finder Museum, I could kind of see what was going to be happening here. And so he bought a fossil as a souvenir. He is thrilled with it. Yeah, me not so much.
So where is the, let's just say I'm privy to certain things that are placed in your house that weren't there before you got married. Where is the fossil located in the home? Is it in a place of prominence or is it in a drawer?
It is definitely in a place of prominence. He is very, very proud of it and shows it to everyone.
Okay, and what is it a fossil of?
An invertebrate.
Okay.
Something. Like okay. A squid, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm glad he likes it. Now, is it going to stay there, do you think? Or do you think that there'll be a window of time where it will be removed from the place of prominence?
I have a feeling if I tried to move it, there would be some resistance for quite some time. So okay. I guess I'll just be dusting around it for a while.
Okay, so on the same lines of not the fossil, but your husband, did your husband back into any trees while you were on this vacation?
Well, ironically, we were in his car, so that didn't happen. Interesting. Oh. And I would also say in the eastern half of South Dakota, there were no trees.
True. What about, I was curious to know, and I didn't tell you to look for this before you left. So if you, you know, maybe you noticed on your own, I would like you to let me know if you saw any squirrels in South Dakota. And if you did see any squirrels, how do they compare to northern Minnesota squirrels and or southern Minnesota squirrels?
So I'm so disappointed to say that we did not see any squirrels. Oh. And I'm going to blame that a little bit on when we were in the parks, it was quite foggy. So it was hard to see a lot. But I was looking through my photos and I did see this bumper sticker on the back of a car in South Dakota. So this might be the answer.
Okay.
It was, I do not have ducks. I do not have a roe. I have squirrels and they're at a rave.
What?
So apparently I was thinking of you while I was out there.
Apparently. So you took this picture and it was just happenstance that you caught a bumper sticker in the picture, or did you take the picture because of the bumper sticker?
I took the picture because of the bumper sticker. We were in a drive-thru. I just thought it was too funny.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll need to see that picture then.
Okay. I can make that happen.
Okay. Now I'll move on from squirrels. Prior to the trip.
Thank you.
Yeah. Prior to the trip, what were you most looking forward to seeing and or visiting? And what ended up being the most exciting or coolest thing you saw? I mean, were they the same thing? Or were you surprised that you were more excited about something else?
Yeah, you know, I was just pretty excited to be going on a trip in general. We haven't had an opportunity to do that together for a while.
Yep.
And so I was really looking forward to all of the things. But I think the two that stood out for me this time was the Badlands. We went for a hike in the rocks of the Badlands. And it was just such an otherworldly experience. It was just so different from anything else I've hiked in. Mm-hmm. And they made comments that it's really easy to get lost out there, which I could totally see because you turn around and everything looks the same.
Everything
so that was quite fun. And then we took a drive from Mount Rushmore to Custer State Park on this back road. It was so much fun. It was like up in the hills, the Black Hills. It was a little bit foggy, so it was a little bit of a creepy feeling. Oh. It was really skinny roads and they would like blast out tunnels for your car to like sneak through. And it was just super, super fun and adventurous and just really neat to see.
So at any time when you were traversing the foggy road, I mean, did you feel like you were in a horror flick? Did you feel like Jason would be coming after you around the next curve?
I'm not sure about Jason, maybe like a Bigfoot or something along those lines.
Oh.
But it wasn't necessarily scary, but it was pretty fun.
In the Badlands, what I'm picturing is, because I'll be honest, when I have never spent much time in South Dakota, because when I'm on my trip, I'm always headed to Montana. In South Dakota, I really just stop there to use the hotels. So I've never spent time there. I figure if sure. I'm going to Montana, why would I stop in South Dakota? Because Montana is, I prefer Montana. So anyway, I've never stopped at the Badlands. And I picture sort of a New Mexico or Arizona type of landscape. Like if you were in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, maybe, minus the river, what would you, I mean, does that compare?
A little bit, kind of a same feeling, but just, yeah, lots and lots of rocks and certainly hills and valleys and everything. But, you know, most of them are just not covered in anything. It's just the rock. There's no vegetation. So mm-hmm. it just feels really different. And my husband just kept repeating over and over that he couldn't believe this had all been under a giant sea at some point. So it was just kind of like getting your head around that and then walking through it. And it's so different from the lush green that we have up here.
Yeah, yeah. And it also sort of just, does it remind you of like a futuristic movie, like Mad Max? I've never seen Mad Max, by the way.
Yeah, actually, when we were walking through, I thought it looked a little bit like Galaxy Quest. When I think they're on a planet with some rock monsters or something like that. It felt a little bit like that.
Okay. And were there a lot of people around? Did you sort of have the place to yourself, or were all the pandemic, you know, was everybody out and about now that we could finally start to travel?
Yeah, we actually lucked out a little bit because we went the week before Memorial Day. And so while there were definitely people, there was definitely less people than there would have been a week later. So we felt like we made the right choice to go when we did.
Good. And I'll say that probably had you waited a week, your husband would not have gotten that fossil. It's guaranteed.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I would be heartbroken, apparently.
I bet you would be. All right. So on this podcast, there's been some debate whether or not South Dakota is a Midwestern state. Now, I have made the claim that only the eastern half is, the western half is not. The Hall of Famer just flat out says, no, they're not, it's not part, South Dakota's not part. Now that you've been there, a second time, or a third time, or as an adult, or since you've been married, any of these things, would you consider South Dakota part of the Midwest?
Yeah, so I got to tell you, your podcast must be rubbing off on me because the whole time we're in South Dakota, I'm like, is this the Midwest? Is it? So I felt like the transition from Minnesota to South Dakota for a while there, the eastern half, just felt really the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could buy that the eastern half was definitely part of the Midwest. But there's a line that you cross somewhere, and it becomes very clear that it's western, mm-hmm. part of the West, whatever that means. You know, cowboy boots and hats and just a different feel. But the other reason I would say this was when we were in Rapid City, we did stop at a Caribou Coffee.
Oh.
And it was hands down the worst Caribou Coffee we've ever had in our life. And that would not happen in the Midwest.
True.
Like, they know how to do caribou in the Midwest. So that right there was like, okay, we're in the West.
Yeah, that cinches it right there. But yeah, that's why I was saying earlier when we were talking about Wild Drug, I asked you about Western wear, because that's what I remember about Wild Drug. Now, Wild Drug is in the western portion of South Dakota, if I remember right.
Yep.
And I think you can start your divider line pretty much when you get past the Corn Palace. That's where the Midwest changes into the West.
I could probably buy that. Yep.
Okay. But I do think that there a part of South Dakota is in the Midwest, and so the Hall of Famer is wrong to completely cut them out. But I agree with you that there is a line somewhere in South Dakota that differentiates Midwest from West, especially Deadwood. Deadwood is definitely West.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. I would completely agree.
So there you have it. We have made a definitive, we've taken a definitive stance here about where South Dakota belongs in the Midwest.
I think so.
Well, I think, you know, I think I've taken enough of your time up talking about South Dakota. Anything else that you want to report before we sign off?
The only other thing I'd say is I gotta love that 80 miles an hour speed limit. That was pretty awesome.
Yes, that is pretty awesome. Definitely. Especially when there are no trees in the way.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, look forward to your next report, whatever that might be.
Sounds good. Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
All right. That's it. That's the podcast. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Midwest Bias Pod. And you can email your questions and comments to MidwestBiasPod@gmail.com. Be sure to rate and review and subscribe or follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Overcast, that's where I get my podcasts. And no, Overcast is not a sponsor of this podcast yet. And especially be sure to rate and review this podcast if you really like it. If you don't like it, no worries. Don't even waste your time. Really, it's fine. So thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Bye now.
You betcha.